So yesterday, bihamdulillah, we commenced with the tafsir of Surah Al-Anbiya, which is also the beginning of the 17th juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. I took you through the synopsis of the surah by Sheikh Ali As-Sabuni, which we do when we commence any surah. Taking the discussion further now beyond the synopsis, in Ma'arif al-Quran it's mentioned on the authority of Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that four surahs, and these four surahs are Surah Kahf, Surah Maryam, Surah Taha, and Surah Anbiya. These four surahs are among the earlier revelations, which I value a lot and I keep them close to my heart. I value them a lot and I keep them close to my heart. This narration mentioned by Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah. In Anwar al-Bayan it is mentioned that until the end of verse 50 of Surah Anbiya, Allah continues with the arguments of the kuffar and the responses to those arguments. After verse 50, Allah then talks about the many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam until the end of the surah. So you could kind of say that the surah is broken up into two parts. The first part deals with various arguments and objections and statements made by the unbelievers and the response to that. And thereafter, the second half of the surah deals with the aspect of the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you look at the very first sentence, Allah says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. The time of their reckoning has drawn near. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. Yet they are slinking away heedlessly. People are slinking away heedlessly. The hour of the reckoning, meaning qiyamah, after which hisab and kitab will take place, is hovering over their heads. Even if qiyamah is to take place much later, in Arabic they say, Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The person who has died, his day of reckoning has arrived. So when you die, your reckoning starts, because the first phase of reckoning is in the grave, and then the greater reckoning is in the year after. So Allah says, this is hovering over your head, yet you're slinking away heedlessly. People are in their heedlessness while the millstone of death is grinding away. The hourglass of life is moving along. You know, every second that passes is a second that's passing away in your life, and you are heedless. So this would refer to the polytheists and to the unbelievers in terms of them not bringing proper belief. It could also relate to believers in terms of them not living the life that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants them to live. So it relates to both believers and unbelievers who are in a state of slumber due to indulgence in worldly affairs. They've become unmindful of death. They've become unmindful of reckoning. They've become unmindful of the day of Qiyamah and judgment. And that is where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ. That the reckoning of the people has drawn near. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. But yet they are slinking away. They are turning away in negligence. They are in a state of negligence. They're going deeper and deeper into negligence. And this is a very powerful statement, a very profound statement that we need to be cognizant of. It's like a reminder for us, a very powerful reminder up front in this surah, that do not fall into this negligence. Do not fall into this negligence, because falling into this negligence will result in death catching you by surprise. And that could result in disastrous consequences for you in this world as well as in the after. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ. Something over which we need to ponder for today. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the ability. It's now 16 minutes to 8. After the break, we have the Africa Report. And we'll be focusing on a variety of issues with our guest, Dr. Wayne Malinga.
Got the sudden urge to munch? Why not reach out for some crunch? Big potato chips bursting with flavor. Popcorn that'll give your taste buds a jump. And potato sticks that'll hit you for a six. All in a selection of mouth-watering flavors. Grab a bag and feel the crunch.
رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Our Lord, do not place us with the wrong.